the Mad Men DVD review.
It's Ben Zambo in the house.
Hi, hello. I heard the Miller and I was like, woo, it's Miller time.
It's Miller time. Isn't it? I mean, maybe it's not lovely. It's just sort of, it's good background music.
Yeah, no. It's
what's been going on,
for
Ben?
A quaint little chat.
You've been a bloody stranger, to be honest.
No, I've been very busy working on a film.
Please explain yourself.
No, that's all.
Nope.
That's enough.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
I don't know if you get to make that decision, but I don't know. We could sit here and we could debate whether we're going to talk about your personal life, or we could.
Yes. What are the listeners more interested in hearing about? Me film I'm here to discuss.
If you have
this
an opinion
week.
On whether you'd like to listen to Ben Zambo's personal life, send us a text 53955. Love to hear whether it's the film or Ben that you'd like to hear about. What have you been watching?
Lots.
Go on.
But what we're here to talk about today is the great film by Michael Moore, Where to Invade Next.
Is he still? He's still pumping it out, eh?
Yeah. The reason actually we're talking about this one, this is not his most recent film. He just come out with a film, Fahrenheit 11/9, which is a sort of sequel to his probably his most well-regarded movie, Fahrenheit 9/11. About the kind of the Bush presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is about the Trump presidency, because 11/9 is the his inauguration date, I believe.
That's a bit too clever for my liking.
No, I like it.
Do you like it?
I was like, if you saw the opportunity, just take it, you know?
All right.
So that's just coming out. I believe we have something to give away.
Whoa, don't jump into the giveaways.
Hey. Oh, apologies.
We'll save that up. Spoiler alert.
Anyway, Where to Invade Next is this film that he did before the Trump presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost a bit, it's a bit odd watching it almost and seeing the almost innocence of it. The issues he kind of decides to highlight. It's very, in general, it's a more socially orientated film than politically orientated. So if you find some of Michael Moore's like political opinions like a bit loud and abrasive, you know, this film is probably a bit more accessible because it's more about the ideas about society and work and life and children and education and.
So how does he go about that? Does he talk to you know, voters, or does he talk to, does he, because yeah, I agree somewhat with that.
Yeah, yeah.
That sentiment that he can be a little bit over the top, maybe a bit basic, dare I say.
But well, okay. Everyone goes through their Michael
Moore
phase.
I'm not dissing the guy.
A couple of years ago, I watched all the Moores I could find, you know, after like always kind of staying away because it's like, what is this impenetrable like? And I was like, no, this, when you sit down, it's very light and he's comedic, he's got good kind of humor, timing and stuff. It's entertainment first and foremost, you have to kind of remember, and there's a lot of value as well in his ideas. But you know, it's, he's making a film, you know, and it's like it's a personal piece. It's very subjective.
Gesturing. You're doing hand gestures.
I'm trying to gesture because I'm trying to pick a word that doesn't mean that he's lying, but he's definitely.
Well,
it's subjective in a sense.
Yeah, he's not pretending to be an impartial journalist.
No,
he's very much putting forward his own.
Yeah, so he'll use exaggeration, etc., and contrapuntal visuals and stuff to say, like, this idea is wrong, you know, in a way that might not hold up in court, let's say, but is not entirely invalid, but, you know, it's never, you just have to, it's
not,
entertainment.
It's not the point of the piece, is it?
Yeah.
It's a vehicle for his politics, let's say.
Yeah. And Where to Invade Next is an interesting premise for his vehicles, you could say. It's he's going around to various countries and saying, well, this is a great idea. Why don't we take this back to America? So it's basically a semi-satirical thing about him going around stealing ideas, claiming them for America, about very ideas that, like, we might consider quite sensible. You know, it's all common sense stuff, like healthy school lunches and paid vacation and free university stuff that is sensible to, like, loony lefties anyway, like us. But he's going around, he's talking to these people in different countries. He tours Europe and goes a little bit into Northern Africa and stuff.
Right.
He talks to these people and he learns about how their lives are better because of these various developments, which are often because of, like, unions or getting women involved in politics or, you know, just listening to the working class. And he's saying, you know, why don't we have these great ideas in America? And a lot of them are stuff that we don't have either. So it's valid for us too, to be like, oh, well, why don't we have this stuff here?
Is the conceit of the title to suggest that America will go over and take the good stuff that, like, these countries
he's saying, rather than spending all that money on costly war, let me go. I'll infiltrate the countries and I can get us a better deal,
right,
per se, by...
Does he do Portugal? Does he do the...
He does, I
think.
Does
he do the drug?
Yeah, he does. Right. He does go to Portugal and talk about drug legalization or decriminalization, actually.
Which is pretty
timely.
Pertinent, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool, so you enjoyed it? It was a good watch?
Absolutely. It was like I said, it's interesting to watch his film that he's done before Trump and how he's focusing on social issues almost in an optimistic way.
Right.
Like, we can go and make these changes and, like, stuff. And now, I don't know if he would make this film necessarily today, but the ideas are still valid. They might not be as valid in America, but they're valid here.
But hence the follow-up, the Fahrenheit 11/9.
Yeah, and that's coming out. I don't know as much about that one, but definitely, I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah. If you're a listening Michael Moore head, or the things that we've just covered sound interesting to you, or you're generally interested in kind of, I guess it's different social policy around
point,
the world, isn't it?
Absolutely, because it's accessible.
It's a bit it's a bit like a travel documentary in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to call it a documentary. It's a travel film that he would be going around and seeing, in the same way that Rick Stein might go and sample the foods of different...
I don't think he ever quite sells them as a documentary per se. It's always a film by Michael Moore.
Well, if you're a Michael Moore freak, or you're just an interested kind
a loony
of person,
lefty.
A loony, if you're just a mad, mad left winger, or a frothing right winger, for that token.
It's all common sense.
It's all just common sense.
You think about it.
That's Ben's political stance there. It's all common sense.
No, I don't
want to
say
common
sense.
What are we going to ask the listeners to text
us
in?
Two worst words.
What are we gonna ask them to text in to win the DVD? We do have a DVD copy of Where to Invade Next to give away. And if you'd like to win it, what should we ask them?
I'm always so bad at this.
Oh, Ben, you've had weeks since not being here. Okay, how about if the first person to text in with one of the places that Michael Moore should go, if you've seen it or not, one of the places that Michael Moore should go and visit in the film, let's say, or not in the film, doesn't really matter. If you just text in a country, and don't forget to include your simplicity. What are you laughing at, Ben? What do you think?
No, good. Let's go.
That's
with
good.
It.
Well, we're going to go with it. You don't have any better ideas. So just text in a country that you would like to see highlighted for its social policy. You don't even have to outline that. Include your name, include your Simplicity B card number, and we will gift you a copy of Where to Invade Next, courtesy of Madman. How's that, Ben?
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good. Cool. I guess we'll see you again in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. What week is that? I don't know.
You're going to promise to be here?
I'll try my darndest.
I'm going to hold you to it.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.